The federal government says it will move quickly to make it possible for jail terms to be imposed in cases of price fixing. Last month, the Visy paper company was fined $36 million for its role in Australia's biggest ever cartel, but the judge was not able to order a prison term. The Howard government came under pressure to act on its promise to toughen the Trade Practices Act. Now the ACCC chairman, Graham Samuel, is welcoming the new government's announcement. In Melbourne, Samantha Donovan reports.
In February 2005, former Treasurer Peter Costello announced that the Howard government would amend the Trade Practices Act to make what he called hardcore cartel conduct a crime, attracting jail terms of up to 5 years. But the amendment never eventuated. Now the Rudd government says it will act on its pre-election promise and introduce legislation largely based on the Howard government's 2005 draft bill in the new year. Assistant Treasurer Chris Bowen says the introduction of jail terms for price-fixing activity will bring Australia into line with international best practice.
Well, our policy was to do this in opposition and we're implementing it. The government promised back in 2003, the previous government promised to do this back in 2003. They didn't do it and we will implement it.
The ACCC has been calling for the criminalisation of cartel activity for nearly 4 years. Chairman Graham Samuel is welcoming Mr Bowen's announcement.
I think the government has indicated that it will be doing so within the first 12 months of its election period. So I'm rather confident that it will occur.
Richard Pratt's Visy company was recently fined $36 million by the ACCC after admitting in the federal court to price fixing with rival Amcor in the cardboard box market. Some academics and observers said the penalty was vastly inadequate given that it was estimated customers were overcharged about $700 million. Assistant Treasurer Chris Bowen won't say if he thinks Visy Chief Richard Pratt should have been jailed for his company's role in the deal.
At the end of the day, that would be for a judge to decide, not for a Member of Parliament or a Minister to decide. But clearly, the serious offences at the serious end of the spectrum, and Visy was a high-profile and serious case, and clearly those cases would be the one where the judge would consider whether a prison penalty was appropriate.
Graham Samuel says the ACCC already has a firm idea of what type of price-fixing offence would attract a jail term.
Look, this will ultimately be a matter of judgment, although the Director of Public Prosecutions and the ACCC have already established a memorandum of understanding, which will become public once this legislation is passed, that will indicate the nature of those cartels that would merit prosecution by the DPP that could potentially lead to jail sentences and those that would not. Now, for example, of recent times we've had some quite innocent cartel operations involving, for example, some orthodontists down in Tasmania and some abalone fishermen. Were they wanting to sort of to prejudge what might happen in the future, I wouldn't contemplate certainly that they'd be the sorts of matters that we would be pursuing through the criminal jurisdiction. We're looking at serious cartels that have a serious impact on consumers, not those where there has been a complete lack of dishonesty, perhaps an inadvertence, bad advice, things of those nature.
ACCC Chairman Graham Samuel ending Samantha Donovan's report.